Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright.
Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And joining us now, a guy that Alex Cora referred to as the closer because they were able to get their deal done. It is Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Congratulations. I think we're very excited about the fact that Alex Cora will be here for the next 3 years. And I know that he had been pretty specific just a couple weeks ago about not wanting to talk about this during the season. So what changed his mind? How'd you guys end up getting this done?
Yeah, first, let me share in that excitement. I think this is a great moment for the organization, for Boston, and for what we believe we can accomplish together. And, I think this came together because when, Alex made it clear that this is the place that he wanted to be, and I was very clear with him that he was the guy that I wanted to lead our team, heading into the next few years here. We were able to put it together pretty quickly. And I think, over the last few weeks that we've had these conversations, it became more and more clear to me that he was absolutely the right guy, and the chance for me to see him navigate the clubhouse and, young guys and veteran guys was really impressive. And so I'm glad that, ultimately this is the place that he wanted to stay and that we were able to get something done.
Craig, Alex has been pretty outspoken, not just this season, but seasons past, about adding to this team and leading the forefront this season of making sure that there is some type of acquisition before the trade deadline. Was there conversation between you guys and Alex about what he needed you guys to do to make sure that he would stay here and sign that contract?
Alex and I have had great conversations for going on 6 months now. I think I've been very open about where we are and the opportunities that I think we're going to have in front of us. He has also been outspoken about opportunities for us to improve. And that's exactly what I would want in a manager, exactly what I would want in a thought partner. And so we've talked about, and I think I've talked about here over the last couple of weeks that, we're focused at this point on trying to find opportunities to improve the club. But in terms of you know, what Alex's expectations are. I think we were both completely honest with each other, and he was very honest about the fact that, you know, Boston was a place that was very comfortable for his family, and that was of significant importance. And additionally, he wanted to be in a place where we had a chance to win the World Series, and so do I. So the fact that we had that in common makes for a great partnership.
Well, and you said as much yesterday. I think the quote was, you want to stop the stupid analogies and put the turn signal on, and you believe that this team is, just to be clear, in a position where you need to improve, do what you can to improve the team, correct?
Yeah, I think our play over the last, you know, 2 to 3 months, and you know, and we can obviously point to a tough road trip coming out of the All-Star break, but I think Alex said it really well in saying that, you know, that didn't represent who we are as a team. I think you can get yourself in a tough place when you're living and dying day to day. I think instead, you know, we see the total body of work. We see the momentum that we had built heading into the All-Star break. We can look at the guys that we expect to get back here in the near future and say, you know, we should be looking at ways to improve the team. And so that's how we're going to spend the next few days here.
Awesome.
Craig, so you guys use analytics, as most teams do, which relies upon a much bigger sample size than the time between now and the 31st. So my question is, when did you arrive at the decision that this team was worthy of an investment in at the deadline?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to say that you always want to come to the conclusion that a team is worthy of looking for reinforcements, looking for opportunities to improve. That's why I think any of us takes the job that we do. That's why we work in sports. You know, and we've played really well against teams that are going to be competing for playoff spots and playing meaningful games down the stretch over the last month. And so, you know, I think the team has put itself in a position to where we say, hey, you know, what opportunities do we have to improve the team? And, you know, we'll go into the next few days looking to have those conversations. Of course, you know, we have to line up, but, I think we've got a good farm system. We've got depth. We've got, you know, some opportunities to, use guys in conversations that are going to be really good major league players, but may not have the opportunity to do so here.
Looking at adding positionally, what have you identified as being most important?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's pretty clear that our lineup is pretty left-handed heavy. We struggled against left-handed pitching, and so I think trying to find a right-handed hitter that can help even out the lineup a little bit, one with positional versatility, would be super helpful, whether that's first base or you know, potentially in the outfield. I think that's probably where we'll spend some time.
Craig, when you look at where you are always in the standings, right, it's about making moves based on maybe what other teams are doing around you. And I think you're fortunate enough, even though you're on this little bit of a slump, the teams that you're chasing are kind of struggling a little bit. Does that make it even more important for you to capitalize on this opportunity, knowing that all three wild cards positions are within grasp?
Yeah, I think that's a fair characterization here, in that, you know, we can't do this alone, right? You know, there are interactions between us and other teams. I think the other night when, you know, I looked up, I think every team maybe outside of Cleveland that was ahead of us in the standings had lost. And so, you know, when you win, there's a chance to gain ground. And if, you know, a couple of those days that we didn't win, we didn't lose a ton. So I think, you know, it's really, really important for us to kind of stay in range of the teams that we're chasing, to stay, you know, close to that wild card spot. And obviously, you know, the goal is to get back into playoff contention and, you know, not just, as Alex had said, vie for the third wild card or the second wild card, but to make as much noise as we possibly can.
Craig, just back to Alex for one more second. When you go talking about the fact that he feels comfortable here, his family's here, everything that goes into a decision to sign a contract extension, was that was obviously the case during the off season before the season started. So what was the biggest change between the conversations you guys had before the season started and right now?
Yeah, I think being totally candid, the change was the relationship between the two of us, right? So Alex could You know, Alex and his family could love Boston, and this could be the place that they wanted to stay. But if, you know, the relationship between us didn't grow and one of us had felt like we weren't the right partner or complement for each other, then it probably wouldn't have worked out. So I think that was, you know, the piece that both of us were feeling out a little bit. And I think that that is totally normal and natural and fair. And I think once, you know, we each kind of had the honest face-to-face, like, hey, I think this can really work, you know, then at that point, the conversations progressed quickly.
Yeah, I've been in a lifelong pursuit of a thought partner, Craig, so maybe one day I'll find one. But what's the latest on Tristan Casas? We've seen varying reports. When do you expect him back, Craig?
Yeah, so he's made quite a bit of progress over the last week or so, where he's taking swings at full intensity and taking full batting practice. So, you know, I think he could find himself in rehab games pretty quickly, as quickly as potentially even the end of this week, which is you know, a great turnaround from where we were in the timeline we were talking about a few weeks ago. You know, I think we've all talked, you know, Alex and I have talked about the sensitive nature of this rehab, in that you know, there are some feelings and tolerances that Tristan needs to work through, but we've been really, really excited about the last week or so and hope to see him in rehab games here shortly.
Now, the benches cleared yesterday, and I'm a big proponent of trash talking. How do you feel about that? Were you a big trash talker? I know maybe that's something we don't know about, you know? Maybe those, like, you know, five fun facts you don't know.
Right. If I asked you guys to guess whether or not you thought I was a huge trash talker as a 5'10" journeyman left-handed reliever, what would you guys say?
I think yes.
I would say no.
It's always the quiet ones.
My guess would be no.
I'm with Courtney. I'd say yes, because the quiet ones generally are big-time trash talkers.
But Craig, who was the best trash talker you ever played with?
Oh, Dustin Pedroia. I don't think it's even close.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. But I mean, I like it. I mean, maybe not the subject matter in this particular case, but I mean, it's, you know, it's good to see, right, for the game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we saw, and obviously, you know, we'll leave specific content aside here, was just, you know, guys that care about each other, guys that are protecting their teammates, you know, a ton of emotion and passion, and that's what good teams have. You know, and so even after the game, guys talking about being there for each other, standing up for each other. And, you know, yesterday I think was an emotional day for a lot of reasons, with the Alex news and then obviously the tough defeat. You know, but we have a chance to catch our breath today, and then we have a really big series coming up starting tomorrow.
Last one from me. Been a lot of shows at Fenway of late. Have you seen any musical acts, and are we able to determine from your attendance at any of the concerts?
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is possibly one of your favorite musical artists?
I was going to lead with that, but then I felt like there was more important things to talk about today. But I I did end up seeing the Foo Fighters and Noah Kahan. I enjoyed both of those shows, and I think I'm prepared to move the Foo Fighters into one of my top three bands.
Okay, all right.
Dave Not Noah. Roll.
He gets the nod. Noah Kahan was excellent. Yes. I thought too.
It was excellent show. I'm not quite as familiar with his music, and so I'll give it some time. But yeah, it was a great show. Both of those were great shows.
All right, Craig Breslow, great job when it comes to Alex Cora, and now get to work and get something done by Tuesday, or a couple things done by Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Craig Breslow. Nuggets,
he was new good man. Today.
Nuggets from Craig.
That, you know, him and Cora, they have what we seem to be a good relationship.
A different partner.
A different relationship than he obviously had with Chaim Bloom,
right.
I would guess.
I thought that was a great answer to Courtney's question about why now. And it's refreshing to hear what we sort of thought, that, you know, maybe there was a learning curve there. I was so wrong. I thought it was Chaim Bloom and Mookie was Cora and Breslow. And even less than a month ago on with Jones and Mago, Cora was like,
No. But I mean, Curtis, if you're critical of this team and John Henry specifically for not spending, he certainly was willing to spend for Alex Cora.
But that's yes, absolutely. Great.
So you got to give him credit as much as it pains you.
I've said 1,000 times, John Henry, what he did with this organization is unbelievable. It's great. But just like he doesn't pay people on past performance, we shouldn't give him a lifetime free pass for it.
Right.
They still need to do something Tuesday. But Cora agreeing to stay here makes me feel much more optimistic about the future of this organization.
And your question to him about doing something, I think that he is kind of giving us more and more nuggets. Like,
oh, he's doing something.
Yeah. Clearly they need a right-handed bat.
Yeah, he's going to go get – he has to now that he said it, right?
And that's why I think that's why Courtney was spot on. When you see the Cora deal get done, there had to be some behind-the-scenes talks. Like, we're going after it this year, and that's going to put us in a position where we can go right after it next year next couple of years that you're here, Alex.
They are going for it, and you can hear every single game right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. So you can get every single game as the Red Sox go for it.
Who's your thought partner?
Well, I honestly, when it comes to this show, I would consider you to be a thought partner.
I love you, Greg. A
thought partner.
No, don't shucks yourself. Everyone is a thought.
Courtney, you're really hoping. I have my fingers crossed.
I mean, when it came to new intro construction, Shine was my thought partner.
Darn right.
That was a joint effort by the two of us on the new intro. If you hate it, you can blame both of us. When it comes to thoughts on things that have already happened and how they could be better,
right.
Wiggy is my thought partner. Right.
It's for future.
He's a Monday morning thought partner.
You know, it always helps for things moving forward.
It really is. All right, let's get to what?
I was just waiting for my thought partner.
Better get to it, man.
Well, I lean on you when it comes to the TikTok and the other social media platforms.
Courtney, you know what we would call you? The afterthought partner.
Yep. That was afterthought. It's all right.
All right. Let's
no rim shot for that.
Speaking of Courtney, let's get to what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The big news yesterday, of course, Alex Cora and the Sox agree to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. The Sox did drop the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado yesterday, 20-7. Craig Breslow didn't really answer if he was a trash talker or not.
Craig.
He said, what do you guys think?
I think he was saying he wasn't. I think
I'm with you, Courtney. The quiet ones are usually the ones that talk a lot of ish.
Yeah,
I don't think Craig Breslow said two words when he was playing.
And I'm glad that Wiggy asked the question, because Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill did get into it with Reese McGuire following a flyout in the fourth, when Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. Benches cleared, but nobody was ejected. The Sox now 1-5 since All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. When it came to training camp, Jacoby Brissett received the first team reps while going 10 for 13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early. He finished practice going 6 for 10. When it came to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer. Gresham Fourier back there today, I assume?
Yes.
Correct.
They are there today. And in 40 minutes.
In 40 minutes. And make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. I think you have great thoughts.
Thank you so much.
74 degrees in Boston right now. Cloudy skies, afternoon high of 83.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.